Thank you. All lines are now bridged.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the HITECH's Annual Report Work Group. We just have a 60-minute call today as we're kind of nearing the finish line on our first draft. So we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, starting with roll call. Carolyn Peterson.
I'm here.
Erin Meary.
Good afternoon.
Christina Caraballo.
I'm here.
Brett Oliver. He may not be able to join us, but we'll circle back. And Chesley Richards?
Here.
Great. Okay, I will now turn it over to Erin and Carolyn, our co-chairs.
All right, Carolyn, you want to start?
Sure. I'd just like to welcome everyone to another meeting of the work group, and thank you all for your ongoing participation and willingness to be involved in what is a fairly detailed process, but that I think is getting us to the point where we have a very good product to take back to the full HITECH. I really appreciate your efforts, and I know that ONC does too.
Yeah, and I want to echo that as well. I think this work group has been a lot of fun, and I've already been engaged by some of the giant healthcare IT consortiums that are out there and groups that say, hey, when are we going to be able to see the report? So I keep telling everybody, yep, soon enough. There's no OMB process, but there's a process we're going through here. So to the degree of it, I know there's a lot of interest from the public about seeing what HITECH has to approve and has to offer. So I think this will be a really good work product that we push out to the community. All right, shall we go into it then? So today, obviously, we're going to be looking at sort of the additional updates that we're proposing for the draft annual report, and then, of course, planning for our update at the upcoming HITECH meeting, and, of course, any comments from the public. Next slide. All right, so we're here. We're at the January 24th/February 4th report draft review, and then to be presented at the larger HITECH soon. And so, this again being the first iteration of this report as it goes out, it will be interesting to see, what we learn from this that we can take to the next year's report. But again, we're right there at the finish line, so really appreciate everybody's work. Next slide. So we have the review schedule for the full committee coming up soon, and then, of course, approval at some point thereafter, and then submission to Congress as per 21st Century Cures. Again, all that over the next several months. So it's going to be a busy next couple of months, and then as we get into gear for the next year's report, which I know everybody on this call is looking forward to. Next slide. All right, so let's talk about some of the additional updates to the annual report for FY18. Next slide. So we did add some text for the executive summary. We are developing a forward section. Really appreciate Carolyn and, of course, Robert Wara, other HITECH co-chair. They're going to put some comments into this, which that will be put together and added there. And then with a little bit of text adding or modification on the infrastructure landscape analysis on section 4. But we're getting very close here. I think there's been some great discussion overall as to how this comes together and how it reads, and really making sure that we are taking care of our primary charge as per 21st Century Cures, which is informing and updating Congress, and then, of course, the public and others as to, what we're working on and what we're proposing to work on and where some of the gaps still lie. Next slide. All right. So, again, under the executive summary, we are adding some text there to summarize the report sections. Really give a lot of credit to Christina here and some of the thoughtfulness on how do we logically organize this thing in a way that reads. There's a lot of data, a lot of very factual, relevant points, a lot of very topical items that are in the industry and are in our faces every day on the various news groups. But how do we read this in a way that folks can actually digest it and get it to goal? Christina, I don't know if you want to comment on that. You've been really a big help in helping us see the big picture.
Oh, thanks, Erin. No, I think it was great. I think the changes that were made look excellent and good group effort here.
Okay. Again, so we're going to speak towards, in this summary, again, the HITECH progress in FY18, some of the infrastructure landscape. We added, some text in there that we didn't see any target areas for this year that were identified. And then, of course, any gaps and opportunities. We're sort of introducing a table format again in a way to structure and make this logical for folks reading it. Next slide. All right, so let's look at landscape analysis. So around interoperability, we really want to highlight how patients are interacting with various modalities and health IT modalities today. So there was a lot of discussion about the current state of patients' experience with HIEs and really the disparate state that it can be in several circumstances. I know a lot of us shared a lot of personal stories of challenges we have faced, but it is something very real and very salient in the industry that we feel is important to call attention to. Under the standards implementation specifications, we added some text or introduced subsections there. Again, really trying to make this simple to understand and really digestible. Carolyn, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that's an absolutely accurate call, and I echo your thanks to Christina for her work on some of the text around these things and willingness to keep pushing to make it better.
Right, I totally agree. All right, next slide. Privacy and security. Really, there's been a lot of emphasis, again, as we look at the patient on this and really focusing on how can we, as HITACH, really make sure we capture and continue to reassess and assess what the future state of patient-facing applications, and in this case, it's patient-generated health data. And we really wanted to speak a little bit more about patient-generated health data collected during remote monitoring and telehealth activities. And what that looks like, and it's really the disparate state of that today. As you look at state law versus federal law, if you look at things like 23andMe and other items, how does that play into it? So really some focus around that. And then around the health information sharing for research purposes. This was something that's been echoed over and over and over again at the larger HITACH and in various subgroups that we really need to talk about, you know, how you look at what are states doing, you know, how we handle research. How is genetic information being done? Again, I spoke about 23andMe again earlier. And really just understanding, you know, where is this going? There's a lot of unknown. There was an interesting report this past weekend that I think was run by the Wall Street Journal and I think picked up by Politico about, you know, the industry of selling back and creating a risk score for your health and health data. And it's around opioid consumption, how likely you are as a patient to be become addicted to opioids. So this is definitely an evolving space and one that I'm going to call, in Aaron's terminology, the wild, wild west, that perhaps HITACH can definitely get involved with. Carolyn, anything you want to add to that?
No, you summarized it well, Aaron.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right, next slide. All right, so work group discussion. So planning for the update to the upcoming HITACH meeting. All right, next slide. All right, so our thought process really is here to sort of, again, present our overview of reported content, highlighting some key points for each section, and then really leading the discussion to collect feedback from the HITACH members. You know, this is something that I know Brett and Christina and others, and I'm sure Chesley, you have some comments on. You know, the last HITACH where we gave them an update, and unfortunately January was pushed because of all the other events going on. But to the degree of it, how do we make sure that we give the HITACH an opportunity to really consume this and weigh in on it? And so our thought was to really focus on the recommendations for addressing health IT infrastructure and then offer sort of an executive summary handout. And I kind of wanted to pause here on this slide because this is a very important point in that we don't want this to be just the recommendation of a couple of us. We want this to be the full recommendation from the entire HITACH. So, you know, maybe Chesley, I'm going to put this to you, start off here. Can you think of anything else that we may be able to do to help, you know, encourage conversation with the larger HITACH? Or do you think this will get the ball rolling enough that we'll get full participation and give folks a chance to weigh in? What do you think?
Yeah, I think this will be good. I think, will the full committee get the full draft report? And if so, when will that happen before its final release?
The full committee will get the full report. Aaron and I have been asking for them to get it at least a week before the meeting. And I know Robert Waugh supports that as well, if not even more time. So I'm sincerely hoping that it goes out no later than the 13th, and ideally the 11th or even this Friday, if that was feasible.
And this is Lauren. I can confirm that our next official HITECH meeting will be on February 20th.
Yeah, so if they've got the full draft report, I think focusing on the recommendations and the executive summary and the actual meeting is appropriate.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Then I think, Carolyn, I think we can proceed onward as we thought we would, with getting some of that feedback from them. All right. Next slide. Oh, we're already here. Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back a slide. All right, let's talk then a little bit in general. Christina, how are you feeling at this point?
I think everything looks great. I think I really like what you guys pulled out for the executive summary and nice, clean two pages. And I like pulling out the chart. So I don't really have much to add. I think everything we discussed in our last meeting was addressed really nicely.
Good deal. And then, Chesley, I know that we've been interfacing a lot, via email and other modalities. So, what are your thoughts? Are you feeling good about where we stand with the report thus far? Are there comments or feedback you think we should touch upon or focus on? What are your thoughts?
No, I think the way the report has come together looks good, and I think it's appropriate for where we are. I think there are a lot of unanswered questions for the future, and you've already highlighted some of them. I think that's important for this year to tee those up for future reports.
Okay.
And I think this is doing that.
Good deal. Do you feel that this report, as it stands, is easily digestible for various federal agencies as well? And there's been some discussion about, and it was a really good topic that I think Christina brought up, which is, a lot of us are used to reading something that comes out of statute or some other, typical format of reporting language. And so we tried to find a report medium here that was still read easily, and it wasn't reading like, you're reading a bill, but to the degree of it made sense. Do you feel that the report is easily digestible for the various federal agencies? I'm just curious your perspective on that.
I can read it and understand it, and I hope that that's a pretty good marker because I'm not that sophisticated in some of the technical language.
Got it.
If I can get it, I think most of the other federal agencies certainly can get it.
Perfect. Good deal.
That's really, really good to hear, because while we want to make it accessible to the widest possible audience, we do have to think about our federal audiences. So I'm glad it's come together for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of the issues touched upon here, we're dealing with our own information, cybersecurity, data handling, data use. And so there's a confluence between what we're having to do around our information systems and what this needs to do for the broader health information world. So I think it's good.
That's super helpful to hear. Thank you. Carolyn, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we are in as good a place as we can be without, feedback from the full HITECH. I can't really conceptualize anything else that we haven't done to get it ready, other than, finishing up the foreword, which Robert and I are working on, and which should happen fairly quickly. But I think we're ready to go to the show.
Yeah, I agree with that. I guess the other question I would have is, assuming, feedback and comments from the HITECH, we'd want to turn those comments around soon into actions and whatever follow-up and get another draft of a report out after the larger HITECH. I don't know if we have dates on the calendar for that or something we're marching to. Carolyn, can you recall of that? What our internal deadline is for that?
It would key off of the next HITECH meeting, and I'm not sure that we know when that is yet. Do you know, Lauren?
After February would be March 20th.
Okay.
All right, so between February, all right, so okay, got it. So we'd have about 4 weeks there, so we probably want to get a draft out. If we back up by a week to give folks a week to read the new version, so you're looking at like second week in March to try to get a synthesized answer back to HITACH. Okay. So we'll have to come up with some dates internally so that we stay on task, and I'm sure Michelle will keep us right in line, as she has with everything, which I've been remiss to say at the beginning of this, our ONC partners are phenomenal. So thank you all for helping to herd the cats here. Otherwise, we'd be all over the map. So we appreciate you guys very, very much. All right, so to the degree of it, I don't have any other comments. Carolyn, do you do?
I don't. I think we're pretty much as far as we can go.
Yep. All right. I don't want to be remiss without asking others. So Christina or Chesley, any comments from you guys?
Well, I was just thinking with your this is Chesley. I was just thinking with your some of your questions. You know, I've looked at this sort of bits and pieces along, and then I think now thinking about sort of the perspectives you were talking about inside the federal agency knows. If we read back over it today, I mean, do we still have time to, if we see anything that we want to change or any comments we want to make, do we have time to do that without slowing this down before the meeting?
I would say yes. I mean, I'd say let's do it soon, as fast as possible. But I would say, you know, we want to make sure all opinions are heard. Now, I will say that one thing we've been good about is trying to keep this report specifically to task of what was called out for 21st Century Cures, but recommend any new items for maybe next year's report. So if there's items as you go back through and say, hey, we really should touch upon this more, that may be something that we slate for the next year's report. But other than that, I would say, you know, we definitely want to hear it.
Yeah, that's all I'm suggesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's get it out there.
Agreed.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, then, Carolyn, should we go then to public comment? What do you think?
If we can, if no one else has anything else they'd like to bring up.
Yeah, and I just wanted to check in. Michelle, is there anything else from your perspective that we didn't hit on that we should before we open it up?
No, I'll just to finish up the comment that was just made about making more changes. If we don't get them done in the next week, there's still, like Aaron was saying, that month in between. You're all HITACH members, so you can speak up during that meeting as well. So there are other opportunities to keep modifying for another month or so.
Yep. But I'm a big advocate of making sure that everybody's voice is heard. So yeah, Chesley, if there's comments there, or if you know that adding specific items into this report will make it very easily digestible for other agencies, that's invaluable, right? We want to make sure this is a universal product that can be understood at multiple levels. So we really appreciate that feedback.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think with that, I know we're quite a bit ahead of schedule, but we'll go ahead and open it up for public comment at this time. Operator, can you please open the line?
If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
Great, thanks. So just as a reminder, for those members of the public that are dialed in, you can find the full schedule of HITACH meetings on healthit.gov. That'll give you a sense of when the full committee will start to deliberate and review this report in detail. So with that, I will ask our operator, do we have any comments in the queue at this time?
There are no comments in the queue at this time.
Okay. I think this may go on record as the shortest call we've had.
That's a good thing. A lot of work's been done, so it's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of work behind the scenes. So, Aaron, Carolyn, anything else before we adjourn for today?
Just again to express my appreciation to everyone for your efforts, and by all means, if something comes to mind in terms of additional edits or considerations, please do touch base with Aaron and I immediately, and we will see what we can do to get that in line immediately or perhaps for the next version if we need to. But we definitely appreciate your feedback and see this as a full work group product, so we want to be sure that we can be responsive to your comments and thoughts.
Agreed, totally, and I appreciate all of you again, and I look forward to the big high tech. It'll be great to get that feedback and really push the ball forward, so thank you all.
Okay. Thanks again, everyone, and we will look for our next high tech meeting in a couple weeks. Thank you.
All right, have a great afternoon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.